As promised, we are joined right now by the driver of the number two car, 2012 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champ, 2010 NASCAR Xfinity Series champ, qualified for the NASCAR playoffs in eight of his last nine full-time seasons, three wins so far this year, and you got a big one coming up this weekend. The Coca-Cola 600 is Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Brad Keselowski is my guest. Brad, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Man, that's a heck of an introduction. I need to carry you around when I go places. Thank you very much.
My man, you earned it. You've had a really nice run, and you're keeping it going. In fact, you had a win, Brad, at Kansas, which was the last points race, and you're tied with Kyle Busch for the most wins this season. So as we get to the end of May, how pleased are you with the way you've been running and how the team has performed so far this year?
Well, Jim, I don't know if I could ask for a better start than to win three races so early in the season. You know, people ask me all the time about what makes someone great in the sport, and I always tell them you got to be able to win on all kinds of different tracks. And believe it or not, you know, they say in baseball, if you can hit three out of every 10 balls, you're probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Well, in motorsports, if you can win one out of every 10 races, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. So that means you got to win about three to four races a year. If you do the math real quick, 38 races a season. And to win three races so early in the season, it feels really good. It gives you a lot of pep in your step, and we're excited about it. But, you know, the thing is, you can't get too caught up in your own press clippings. You got to go out and deliver the next week, and we're committed to doing just that this weekend in Charlotte for the big races.
It is a big weekend, and I want to get to that in a minute. Brad, it's one thing to win, but it's another to win the way you have so far. For instance, you've had some great wins in your career, but that win at Kansas by 0.205 seconds in overtime was pretty amazing to watch. What was going through your head before that final restart?
Well, big thing is, you know, NASCAR changed a bunch of the rules to the cars between this season and last season, and the way they drive is entirely different, and you have to really be adaptive to the rules changes and to the car, how it plays out, because drafting is more important than it ever has been for Ben. Drafting rule simply just, hey, if you're behind another car, the toe that you get off of their aerodynamics when you're behind them, and you have to time all of that just perfectly. Mistime it by a little bit, and you'll end up in the wall, or you won't make a pass for the lead. And the last few laps, I hit it just perfect and drove up from eighth or ninth on the restart to win the race, and it was a really, really good feeling.
Brad Keselowski is the driver of the number two. He joins us once again. Brad, you dedicated that win at Kansas to Mike Mittler, who recently passed away. What kind of an impact did Mike have on you and your career?
Jim, Mike was one of those unsung heroes, and you hear about all types of people in sports, but Mike was one of those people who ran almost like a boarding house for racers. It's a place where you want, if you were a race car driver and you had talent but you couldn't find a place to go. Quite frankly, for me, I didn't have a place to live, and he put me up in a hotel, and I spent 6 months living out of a hotel behind his shop in Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, before I got my real big break. And he did that not just for me, but he did that for, you know, probably dozens of other race car drivers and helped further their career. And a bunch of them made it up to the same level that I'm in, Carl Edwards, Jamie McMurray, and a whole list of them. And wouldn't have been there without him. And so it really sucks when guys like that pass away because they mean so much to the sport. And they're unsung heroes. People don't hear about them every day because, you know, they don't want to be heard about every day. They just want to do the right thing. They don't care if they get the credit for it. But when those type of people are lost, it really puts a lot of things in perspective. And, you know, there's people like that in all kinds of sports. You hear about people like that in basketball or in baseball and so forth that, help young athletes through their careers when they're struggling to make ends meet. And he was that guy for me and so many others, and really hurt to see him go that weekend, and it was fitting to win the race in his hometown track.
Well said, Brad. That's a really nice tribute by you. Brad Keselowski joining us. So that was the 30th Cup win of your career. It's a really nice number. I understand that you're focused on the next race and getting ready for that, but have you had a chance to reflect on what that number 30 means?
Yeah, I mean, it's look, I don't get to vote my own place in the Hall of Fame, nor should I. But if you look at all the race car drivers out there, 30 wins is kind of one of those, you know, thresholds to being a Hall of Fame driver. And, no matter who you are or what you do, you want to be great at what you do. and to have 30 wins and to know that, you know, one day I'll have an opportunity to be in the Hall of Fame just based on that is pretty sweet, I'll tell you what.
That is the threshold. That is the number. There's no doubt about that, Brad. Brad Keselowski joining us, and that brings us to Memorial Day weekend, and that obviously is always a special weekend in motorsports. Sunday, you've got the 60th running of the Coca-Cola 600. What's that race mean to you?
Well, Memorial Day weekend, as you said, is the biggest weekend in racing. It's one of the few weekends, I think, of the year that motorsports kind of dominates the landscape, and we're really proud of that. Always want to put on a good showing accordingly. From, you know, Formula One competing in Europe, which is kind of like what soccer is to the States, Formula One is to motorsports. It's the big show in the, you know, Europe and globally. And then, you know, here in the United States, we have the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600, one in Indiana, one here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And those are huge races for us. The longest race of the year is the Coke 600, and I came close to winning and haven't quite pulled it off, but hopefully this will be the year. And with it being connected so closely to Memorial Day, you know, a lot of motorsports is based around those that have served the country. I know a lot of the referees, inspectors, the guys that work on the cars have all served. And, you know, the people who founded NASCAR, a lot of people don't know this, NASCAR was founded in 1948. They were veterans from World War II, so... you know, the history of NASCAR in the military runs really, really deep, and it's always a pleasure to get to continue to honor that Memorial Day weekend and give thanks to those that make it possible for us to do crazy things like drive cars in a circle or watch sports. We're so privileged to get to do those things.
Or sit and talk about the sports. What a great point. Brad Keselowski joining us. You know, back to your point about it being the longest race of the season, Brad, how much of an endurance test is that for you and for your team? For example, every race takes a toll on drivers, but how significant is that toll when you've got to go 600 miles?
It's one of the biggest challenges of the year physically. To put in perspective, the last few years I've ran that race, I've lost somewhere between 6 to 10 pounds over the 4 hours. And so that means over the last few days, I've tried to put on 2 or 3 pounds, just to be ready for it, staying hydrated, staying in front of it. You know, once you lose your physical strength, you lose your mental strength. You get tired and you start to make mistakes. And you make mistakes at 200 mile an hour, bad things happen. So, you've got to be on top of it. You got to be in shape. You got to be ready for it. It's a very difficult challenge.
Hey, Brad, as well as you've been running, you've said that the Hendrick cars are the best cars. So are you just hyping these guys so you can beat them, or do you really feel that way right now?
Jim, you know me too well.
Right?
No, they're really fast right now. They've been they struggled.
Uh-oh. My man, Brad Keselowski, gonzo. I want to see if we can reestablish that, Adam, and finish that up.
Dana White joining us.
The Coca-Cola 600 is Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And he's already got 3 wins on the year. He's qualified for the NASCAR playoffs in 8 of his last 9 full-time seasons.